Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisaqhubeka ngokuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu belikhulumile kithi last week sathi God cannot compromise his word. And at the same time safunda izwi lapha kuSam 24 elithi will go up into the holy hills, who will stand in the presence of God, he who's got clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift his soul unto the idols, who does not swear on what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and the vindication from his Savior. Such is the generation of those who love him. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ngokuthi uNkulunkulu cannot compromise his word. Sizibalile izinto sayibala nendaba ye-Holy Communion ukuthi nakhona even in the New Testament uNkulunkulu has made requirements ukuthi uma siyodla isidlo senkosi kunendlela ekufanele ukuthi sisidle ngazo, saze sabona ukuthi it is ama results okungenzi kahle. Izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi lapha kuverse 30 wakhona, some of you they die very young. Some of you are sick amongst you. Saze sathi izinto ezenzakalayo namhlanje kungoba ezinye izifo azizi kithi ngenxa yokuthi kanjani, kungonxa yokuthi sometimes we compromise izwi likaNkulunkulu, and uNkulunkulu cannot compromise izwi lakhe ngenxa yethu. Khona izinto ezenzakalayo uma singalaleli. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi sikhumbuzane nalapho sikhumbula indaba kaSawuli in the Old Testament ukuthi uSawuli uNkulunkulu wamtshela wathi kuye, ehamba uyowabulala ama-Amaleki, ungashiyi nelodwa, ungashiyi lutho yabo. I want to clean these people out. We remember ukuthi ama-Amaleki, they are the descendants zika-Esewu, abazukulu baka-Esewu, abazala indodana ka-Esewu, abazukulu abathatha ibitterness kamkhulu wabo Esewu to stand against u-Israel ngako konke, to hinder u-Israel. Wathi uNkulunkulu kuSawuli, destroyer konke ungashiyi. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi washiyela okungcono, wabekela eceleni. Wathi makafika uSamuel kuye wathi kwenzile na, wathi ngikwenzile. Engacabangi ukuthi naku kuyakhala emva kwakhe, wathi uSamuel yini le khala emva kwakho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sabona ukuthi ngenxa yokompromisa izwi likaNkulunkulu kukhona izinto ezamlahlekela. Walahlekela ipresence zikaNkulunkulu. Kwaba khona isikhathi lapho eluza nengqondo yakhe, ngani? Ngoba ebenento okuthanda ukompromisa izwi likaNkulunkulu. Manje kukhona izinto ezenzakalayo when we are compromising ezwini likaNkulunkulu. We may not see the wrath of God, but there are consequences ezibonakalayo ekudingeka ukuthi we must search for, senze introspection, sizicheke thina ngokwethu. Ngoba many times we are still doing what happened in the garden of lapha Eden, when they were shifting blames to one another. Adam shiftela ku Eve, Eve shiftela enyokeni. No one amongst them ofune ukuba accountable ngento eyenzakile. Even today we are living in a time where people don't want to take accountability. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ukuthi God cannot compromise his word. Siyakhumbula ufuthi ukuthi indaba kaSaphira no-Ananias, izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi manje benza izethembiso phango uNkulunkulu. Uze uthi uPetro kubo uma sifunda lapha kuZenzo chapter 5 kuverse 3 wakhona, lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, uPetro wathi kubo, Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and kept for yourself some of the money you received from the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you to think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to me, but to God. Manje, there are things ezenzakalayo namanganyana lamancane, and we think ukuthi into encane. Sicambe namanganyana lamancane futhi namhlanje i-technology yenze ukuthi amanga nje abe maningi, ngoba umuntu uzothi ephethe ifone athi hayi ngilayiduze esazi ukuthi akekho duze. Manje yizinto, and the Bible tells us ukuthi uSathane is the father of lies. USathane always will want a loophole yokungena. Simvulela ngezinto ezincane, angena kancane, angene kancane, angene kancane azangenisise. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisakhuluma ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, who will go up to the holy hills, who will stand in the presence of God, he who's got clean hands and your pure heart. Manje, why clean hands? Clean hands means not to be found guilty. Siyakhumbula ukuthi uPilato wenza njani? Wadingeka ukuthi ageze izandla zakhe ukuthi angatholakali found him bemthola guilty of innocent blood. Manje, sometimes nathi we are being found guilty ngezinto onyana ezincane. Uthola ukuthi enye into iresult to something, but uthi uma uyibheka nawe ukhona phakathi kwayo ngendlela engaqondakali. Manje, with our hands we lift them up to bless God, njengoba izwi lisho kumahubo 142 lapha kuverse 2 liyasitshela izwi kuNkulunkulu ukuthi with our hands we surrender to God. Manje, just like uMoses naye when they lifted up their hands bemphakamisa izandla wayekwazi ukunqoba. Manje, izandla zethu kwawudingeka ukuthi masiziphakamisa ebunzimeni sikhala uNkulunkulu or simdumisa sikwazi ukunqoba. Yiko lokhu lithi kwaNkulunkulu, who will go up into the holy hills, who stand in the presence of God, he who's got clean hands. Manje lana uIsaiah 41 verse 13 siyathola ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi God holds us with our right hand. Manje, uma uNkulunkulu esibamba ngesandla sethu sokunene, ngesandla sakho sokunene, kudingeka ukuthi makazosibamba uNkulunkulu ngesandla sakhe sokunene, mangadingeka athole izandla zethu zingekho clean. Njengoba lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, who will go up into the holy hills, who will stand in the presence of God, who has got clean hands. And at the same time, lifting up our hands as an evening sacrifice, njengoba sizwa izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi uma siziphakamisa izandla zethu, according to Psalm 141 verse 2 lithi we are lifting them up as the evening sacrifice. Manje uNkulunkulu uma siziphakamisa izandla zethu, he sees that evening sacrifice. Sikhumbula indaba kaElijah uma eyolwa nalaba profeti baka Ashari nabaka Bhali. Siyakhumbula ukuthi wenza njani. When you read that verse, iyasitshela ukuthi wawinda up isikhathi elindele ini, elindele an evening sacrifice, ukuthi angeke approach uNkulunkulu noma ngabani isikhathi, kodwa kunesikhathi nendlela uNkulunkulu engizomapproach ngayo. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi will go up into the holy hills, will stand in the presence of God. uNkulunkulu akazifuni izandla ezingekho right, eziguilty. Another mandatory to approach the hill of the Lord was a pure heart. Manje siyakhumbula ukuthi ku Matthew chapter 8 5 verse 8 lithi uJesu Kristu wathi, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, the people who are pure in heart are bound to abangena double standard. There are people abakhuluma izinto ngemilomo yabo kodwa ngaphakathi engazisho. Ngemilomo yabo bayasmile kodwa ngaphakathi uyanxapha. Manje uNkulunkulu uthi ezwini lakhe uthi angibheki ngaphandle lomuntu, ngibheki ngaphakathi lomuntu. uNkulunkulu Sometimes thina singabona umuntu enza izinto size sithi zinhle kanti uNkulunkulu akabhekanga zona ubheke inhliziyo ukuthi what is the motive behind lento ayenzayo. That's how God works. Ngani ngoba indlela zakhe azifani nendlela zethu nokwenza kwakhe akufani nokwenza kwethu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi he who's got a pure heart, uNkulunkulu ufuna inhliziyo engekho standard. Ngani ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi out of our heart comes the issues of life. Manje ekuseni nje we understand that with our naked eye we cannot be able to see God, but God is able to see inside us. Manje uNkulunkulu lapha ku Exodus chapter 33 ku verse 20 God told Moses that he cannot see his face, for no one may see him and live, but he promised to show him his glory unto him. Manje lana, a pure heart is a heart without a pretense. Pure action, pure words, pure thoughts, pure intentions. That is a pure heart. Pure actions, pure ways, pure thoughts, pure intentions. Example, there are people who can do good things, njengoba ngichilo, with a wrong motive. Manje sibona no Davide, lapha kumahubo 51 ku verse 10, athi create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Why wayekhuleka ngalo mkhuleko? Ngoba waye repenta kuNkulunkulu, eyibonile ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe yayi wrong, yenza izinto ezi wrong. Manje uthi create in me. Akekho umuntu onga create a pure heart in a person except us allowing God to create in us a pure heart ukuthi singabi ngabantu abapretendayo. You know namhlanje bangcwele esiphila kwisikhathi semask. Even when the time ye COVID kufakwa ama mask, ama mask afakwa even before indaba ye COVID, ngoba we know how to pretend, we know how to make a fake smile singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu and esikhathini esiningi umuntu straight asimthandi, umuntu okhuluma straight asimfuni. Siyayisithi lo muntu umuntu ohashi, umuntu okhuluma straight asimfuni, siyambalekela, sifuna umuntu ozokhuluma manga, ozopretend. And manje izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi will go up to the holy hills, he who's got pure heart. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje verse 11 continue to say, do not cast me at Davide, do not cast me from your presence or take away the Holy Spirit from me. Manje, this tells us then that he knew that without a pure heart, it is impossible to approach God. And at the same time, without a pure heart, how can the Holy Spirit ahlale endaweni engekho pure? Ngoba umoya ngcwele angeke akwazi ukuhlala endaweni engekho pure. Udinga inhliziyo a pure, ukuthi whenever senza into singayenzi ngama motive a wrong, noma ngabe sikhuluma singakhulumi ngokupretenda nokukuthwani nokumaska. We've got to be sibe yilento esiyiyo. Khona abantu athi what you see is what you get. Yilento uNkulunkulu asif ayifunayo kithi uma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, ukuthi when we are able to approach God masibe ngabantu abanjalo, ukuthi singabi ne-double standard, singakhuluma okunye siminisho okunye. Manje naku Titus chapter 1 ku verse 15 ithi to the pure all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. He asks, to the pure all things are pure. Ngithanda ukuthi ngichaze lokhu. There are things ozozibona ezingekho right ezenzwa umuntu. Manje if you are looking at that person oyenza the other thing, fanele ukuthi umbheke with a pure heart. A pure heart will tell you something engale ukuthi the reason why lo muntu enza so, and you'll have compassion and you'll have an understanding ukuthi kwenzakalani. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje ithi to those who are masibheka lithi to those who are pure all things are pure, but those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. Manje uyabona uma sikhuluma ngendaba yokuba corrupted ubuze kubantu abasebenzi amakhompyutha ukuthi kuyinto emayi-corrupted, yinto esemoshakele engeke ukhona ukuyilungisa. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu usibizele ukuthi sikhuphule izandla zethu kuye nenhliziyo zethu zibe pure, singakompromise, singayenzi ismile esingekho esingasiminishi. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje ngicela ukuthi sifunde futhi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kumahubo, Umahubo 18, Psalms 18, we are going to read verse 25 wakhona, 25. Ithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring low those who are eyes are haughty. Manje, the people whose eyes are haughty. Hi laba bakubheke ngelinye ilihlo. Inhliziyo yabo ingekho pure. Inhliziyo yabo ingekho right. Manje lithi, you, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. Manje, ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Lithi, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. Manje esikhathini esiningi siyafuna ukumbona uNkulunkulu enza izinto ezikahle. But leli lizwi liyasho ukuthi to the pure, uNkulunkulu shows himself pure. But to the crooked, uNkulunkulu shows himself shrewd. Esikhathini esiningi siyasizibuze ukuthi why umzalwana ekudala umzalana kodwa uthole ukuthi njalo uhamba ngelast gear. And ithembiso zikaNkulunkulu zikhona. Uhamba ngelast gear. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu uhlola inhliziyo. Uthi, to the pure, you show yourself pure. Uma singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, sikhuluma okunye ngemilomo yethu enhliziyweni singashokono, uNkulunkulu uyakubona lokho. And izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, to the faithful, you show yourself rule. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. UNkulunkulu uzobonisa izwe into esiyiyo. Manje the first mandate, the other mandatory izwi likaNkulunkulu akhuluma ngalo ukuthi sim approach. We must not be the people who lift our souls to the idols. Manje, a soul is a mind, as I said, a will and emotion. An idol, according to the Bible, can mean much than a carved image. An idol is anything that you consider important than God or you put first before God. Manje, siyabona ukuthi masifunda uKolose chapter 3, verse 5, lilista ama idol, lithi a covetousness as idol, to be covetousness is an idolatry. Kusho ukuthi uma umuntu othanda izinto, ohalela into zabanye abantu, that is an idol, to have a covetousness, according to Colossians 3, verse 5. Manje, again, ma umuntu one covetousness, sithola ukuthi yilento besikhuluma ngo-Akhani, ukuthi wafisa izinto zaseBhayibhiloni, wathatha izinto engafanelanga ukuthi ayithathe. Nanamhlanje uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe washo ukuthi ungafisi izinto zomakhelwane wakho, ungafisi umfazi womakhelwane wakho, ungafisi izinto zele. Yile nto uma une-covetousness ujike ube nomona. Manje izinto uNkulunkulu angazifuni. UNkulunkulu athi makabheka inhliziyo athole ukuthi inhliziyo zethu zi-pure. Manje kuMatthew 6 verse 24 siyabona ukuthi we cannot serve God and money. Sikhuluma ngani manje ngama-idols? Ukuthi manje another idol yiyo lokufisa izinto zabanye abantu. Another idol siyathola ukuthi imali, ngoba lithi kwaNkulunkulu we cannot serve God and money, meaning that money can be an idol. Again sesivala kuPhilippians chapter 3 uthi verse 19 ithi their God is the belly, meaning that ubutluthini lobo, ubuminzi lobo, it's a sign of an idol. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uNkulunkulu makasize ukuthi silizwe izwi lakhe. Manje lapha ku-Exodus chapter 23 sesivala lithi, you shall not bear a false report. Do not join your hand with a wicked man to be malicious witness. Singajoyini izandla inkulumo zethu sifakaze ngabomakhelwane bethu, sifakaza izinto ezingekho. Abantu mabekhuluma ngomuntu na ukhona ufakaza ngalokho into uNkulunkulu angazifuni. Job 22 verse 6 ithi, for you have taken pledges of your brother without cause and stripped a man naked. Stripping a man naked ukuthi ukuveza amahlazo abanye abantu uNkulunkulu akafuni ukuthi uma ulibona ihlazo lomunye umuntu uliveze ngoba asikho ngcono nathi uma siveza amahlazo abanye abantu ngelinye lamalanga uma uveza ihlazo lomunye kuyovele lakho. May God richly help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning as you are reminding us ngezwi lakho. Phinda uNkulunkulu usisize ukuthi masi approach indaba yakho, we must approach with a clean hands and a pure heart. Even in the old and in the new Testament liyasho izwi lakho ukuthi Inkosi uma sidla isidlo sisidle uNkulunkulu ngokuzihlola inhlizweni zethu ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazaretha. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.